The Florence Food Share has a new executive director, and joining me now is David Montes, and welcome.
Thank you.
So you've been in Florence how long now?
A little bit over a year.
About a year. And what brought you to Florence?
Originally, my wife and I were looking for more of a balance between work and life. So we found Florence. We visited a couple of times, and we loved it. So now we're here.
So where did you glean from?
Initially we came from northeastern Arizona, a town called Pine Top Lakeside.
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah. I'm from Tucson. I'm from the southern part of the state.
Oh, okay. I love Tucson.
Yeah.
A little warm. But
yeah,
I like
a little
it.
Warm.
So we were there, and my wife and I met there, and I was there for about 2 years. She was there for about five, and we decided it was time for a change.
And Oregon, did you kind of look around Oregon, you know, before you settled on Florence, or were you looking for more coastal?
Well, my wife loves the coast, so it was either going to be Denver or the coast, somewhere in the coast. And we bumped into Florence, and we visited, and we stayed over here at the lighthouse and thought it was great.
So what line of work were you in originally?
I was in social work and have been for about 18 years.
That's a good fit for what you're doing.
It is. Yeah. It is. It really is about helping people empower themselves and helping them with their quality of life. And this definitely falls in line with that.
With that, obviously, you've dealt with a lot of people in a lot of different circumstances.
Yes.
How does that help you on the business end of what the food share has to do?
Well, a large part of my responsibilities have been in leadership roles, managerial, supervisory. A big part of what we do is fundraising, so that's also been a role in my past. Food share has done a great job of starting and maintaining some really great capital flagship events like the Crab. The Crab fundraiser, and also our pounding that's coming up sometime in the near future. So this really kind of falls in line with that background.
Your predecessor, Norma Barton, had a chance to speak with her a lot. Mm-hmm. And we always talked about the difference between bringing in a can of food or bringing in $10. Mm-hmm. Now, because of the connections that the food share has, money is a very good way to help support the food share, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes. As far as efficiency, money does go a long way. We partner up with Food for Lane County, as always. And so if someone were to come in and donate money to us, that buck really does stretch. And so the public can always kind of rest assured that the money is going a long way to help the community and meet the needs.
Do you have other family? Do you have kids? Are they grown or do you not have kids? Or?
We have an 8-month-old. And
oh, my goodness. Yes, so, yeah.
He's very much in charge. but he's great. He's recently learned to grab the cherries off the cherry tree. And so that's his new hobby for now.
So you're just now getting back to like regular sleep patterns.
Yes. thankfully, he's doing 8, 9, 10 hours a night. And so now we can sleep as well.
that's pretty good. So what kind of, as you walked into the food share, what kind of opportunities did you immediately see when you got there?
Well, there was an opportunity for education, which I think is important. I don't know. Sometimes people have the perception that people go and they get their food and they go on their way. But really, food share here is a client choice food pantry. And for those that aren't sure what that is, normally you would go to a food bank or a food pantry and they give you a box. Here, we let people choose for themselves what products they want to receive. And that's a big difference. It really helps people feel empowered and take control of their situation. Along with that, we have somebody that comes on Wednesdays and they do a cooking skills class and they use the vegetables that we grow in the garden. So when I saw that and I was being given the tour, I realized that was a great platform to continue education. Sometimes people have a difficult time knowing what to cook with what they have, especially if resources are slim. And so part of what we can do is not just provide the resources, but the education to help people make the most of what they have. And so in the near future, what we're going to do is continue to expand on that here at Food Share.
And obviously, too, to help that item go even farther by using it in many different aspects or
exactly,
many different recipes.
Exactly. And sometimes we come from a bit different background, so we may be familiar with a particular type of food and not with another. So having a place like Food Share where you can see new things being prepared can really help people feel comfortable and familiar with new types of foods. And that really is the experience that we want to provide people that come to our pantry.
Right. And a lot of good, you know, healthy options across the board in different ethnicities of food. You know, certainly so people can learn a lot more. They can actually enjoy what they're eating more and actually experiment more.
Absolutely. And there's another component that's very useful, and that's some of our special diet restrictions for some of our clients, for instance, diabetics. We are looking into the future with expanding our education in that area. How can we help people with diabetic needs expand the menu of options for them at home? So we're definitely looking into that.
And like other, like allergy related stuff too. I mean, can you help with that? Is that something
that if there's a need, we can definitely meet that need. We have the perfect venue to do that.
Like I said, you partner with other food share programs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. How is the food brought in usually? I mean, obviously some is gifted. Mm-hmm. People bring stuff in, mm-hmm. but how is the food brought to you?
So our two main sources are the donations that people in the community give, usually from can drives or the pounding event that we have in November. But we primarily also partner with Food for Lane County. And how that works is they provide us the food and we receive a shipment from them. And we stock up our warehouse and then disseminate that to the community. The only charge for us, and this is where the donation comes in handy with our community as far as donating to us cash, is we only pay for the delivery and for the man hours. So we get a great deal for the food that we get. So if someone decides to write us a check, that's exactly what it's going to go for.
Oh, cool. So let's see. Now, this is August, so already had the Power Florence come up. So now the next thing is the pounding, and that's coming up in mid-November?
Yes, they're on the 17th. We're going to have the pounding, and that's a big event for us too. We also have the Empty Bowls coming at the end of November, so that's coming up as well.
So those two in the same month there for an opportunity for that. Explain again the Empty Bowls.
So the Empty Bowls is a year-round activity where artists are creating and building bowls to sell and auction off during this event in November. That is a big part of our income towards the end of the year. We really have had a history of strong fundraisers throughout the winter and fall, winter, and spring. Next year, we're going to focus on developing summer events as well.
So to keep it year round.
We have residents or visitors that come at different times of the year. So we want to capitalize on the entire year, not just the fall or spring or winter time.
Sort of like we do in advertising here. You got to keep top of mind awareness.
Yeah.
So that way when people think about it, they don't just think about it one or two times a year. Oh, let's help the food share. Mm-hmm. But they can do it all year round.
Exactly. And my wife and I have been taking advantage of the coast a lot and going out for hikes and things like that. And we meet a lot of people in their RVs, you know, and they stick around for a couple of months. So I was thinking, well, we should definitely take advantage of that.
Ooh, an RV roundup or something.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, I like that idea. And the reason for that is we're also thinking strategically long term. A big vision for the board at FoodShare is our legacy funding, which means people who put us in their will or give us an endowment. And so part of that really is based off developing relationships with people in the community. And so if we broaden our donor base, we really have to take advantage of the whole year as a whole. So we want to definitely do that.
So any, like you mentioned, meeting the RVers and that and the things you already got coming up. Do you have any specific programs that you're thinking about starting, or is it just kind of now in the design stages?
There's a couple that I don't really want to announce them yet, but we do have a couple that we've been discussing with one of our lead fundraising champions. She's been working at FoodShare as a volunteer for many years and has been part of a lot of our fundraising events. And her and I have been discussing some possible ideas for next summer. So, yes, we're definitely in the planning stage already.
Let me back up because I didn't ask this. When did you hear about the opportunity at the Florence FoodShare?
Like most people, I was on Facebook.
Really?
And I saw an ad on Facebook, and I thought that was interesting. So not knowing what it was, I knew it was a food pantry. I clicked on it, and I read the position, but then I went to the website. And that's really where I started to get an idea of what FoodShare was and the impact it has in the community. And that's when I became really interested in the position.
How was the process for getting chosen there? Was it lengthy? Because it seemed like, I don't remember exactly when Norma left, but it seemed like there was a good bit of time between.
Well, they did take some time to receive applications and letters of intent and resumes. I feel the board really wanted to make a good choice, so they didn't rush into a decision. It was a process, and there was an interview process where, obviously, I had to go and speak to members of the search committee. So they made a choice that they chose somebody who they felt was in line with the vision of FoodShare and with the culture of FoodShare, which is very important. We strive to make our process shame-free. This is a community resource by the community for the community, because really, if it weren't for our volunteers, we wouldn't be open. There is a lot of work to be done, and our volunteers are so passionate, and it's very humbling to see the level of hard work and dedication that they have on a daily basis.
What I think is great is that we have a lot of entities here, you know, that are seeking for people to lead them. Mm-hmm. You know, the Oregon Coast Humane Society is currently looking for an executive director position. Yes. It's awesome that within our own community, you were here already mm-hmm. and were able to fill that position mm-hmm. without having to go from the outside. So mm-hmm. we thank you for being here.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity, and I'm excited about what FoodShare will continue to do. They've been around for 30, 40 years, and I think they will be here well into the future. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
So what about immediate needs? What do you need today, this month, this week?
Well, I can tell you that the most current needs will always be volunteers. A couple of things that are a priority for me is to understand what the needs are from my volunteer coordinator and my operations manager. They take on a lot of the administrative day-to-day stuff. So volunteers are always needed. If you can give a couple of hours a week, that'd be great. Come on down and speak to Sarah, who's our volunteer coordinator. She's great to work with, easy to work with. And the other one is our operating funds. We are able to meet the need in the community largely because we do also purchase food that's not given to us by Food for Lane County or through the can drives. So we do go out and purchase food to help close the gap. And so if people are willing and feel like they want to be a part of what we do, we do take donations and we really appreciate it.
Now, is it set up like there's two funds, like you have specific operating costs that you can get grants for and stuff like that, and then there's food money? Is that how kind of
works? Well, the grants can cover a gamut of things. It can cover food purchases. It can cover man hours. So, yes, we definitely have a difference between dedicated and undedicated funds.
All right. David Montes, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it, and good luck. And I would say welcome to the community, and I'll still say it, but even though you've been here a year, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for letting me come on and talk about FoodShare. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, David, thank you for being here today. And remember, the pounding is coming up on November 17th, and Empty Bowls is on November 30th. David, have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
David Montes, the new executive director at the Florence FoodShare. Coming up in the next hour, we will talk with David Loria from the Class Act Theater. We'll also talk with Mike Miller and John Pitcher about disaster preparedness. And we'll remember Leah Goodwin with Annie Schmidt and Kathleen Wenzel.